You know what? I'm not entirely sure. I've asked around a little bit, and I think the thing I've come away with is that Brandon Ayuk just hasn't been himself over the last few weeks, and I don't know what the reasoning is for that. I think, you know, if I were to speculate, you could say that, you know, football players are humans too, who ride peaks and valleys at work, and maybe there's something going on personally under the surface. Maybe the hamstring still isn't 100% right, although, you know, he is healthy enough to play and practice and return punts. So, you know, I'm not entirely sure what's going on with Ayuk, other than to say that he's not the same guy he was early in training camp. He's probably not the same guy he was last season when he was the 49ers' best pass catcher, or at least best receiver. So it's certainly an interesting situation, just given who he is, given what was expected of him going into the season. And also, you know, we know Kyle Shanahan is very tough on his best players, and particularly receivers, because, you know, that's the position that Kyle Shanahan played in college, and it's the position that he scouts most heavily outside of quarterback with the personnel department. So, you know, I think he's certainly sending a message to Brandon Ayuk with the way that he's splitting reps with Trent Sherfield. I think, you know, there's something to that for sure. I don't know that Brandon Ayuk is necessarily in Kyle Shanahan's quote-unquote doghouse. I know that's a popular phrase these days, but I just think Ayuk isn't playing up to his potential. Kyle Shanahan recognizes that, and Kyle Shanahan's pushing him to be better, and part of doing that is having him split snaps with Trent Sherfield.
Could some of this, or even maybe majority of it, be a lot of us, I don't want to say overreacting, you're certainly not, but could a lot of this have to do with his hamstring? Are you buying that?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, he missed a good amount of practice time in August because of that hamstring. So he could have used that, obviously. And so we don't, you know, I think that's absolutely part of it. And while he was out, Trent Sherfield got more comfortable within the offense and continued to practice well. So it's also one of those things too, like the other side of the coin, is that Trent Sherfield has earned some playing time and has made the most of his opportunity on offense after being brought in primarily to be a special teams guy. So I think, you know, the other side of Brandon Ayuk being a disappointment, or at least so far, is just that Trent Sherfield is playing well and exceeding expectations. So Ayuk has more competition for that job than initially anticipated, and now it's up to him to respond and get that playing time back.